So can I just start by asking what your name and profession is?
My name's Ryan Stanley, and I'm a chef.
And whereabouts do you work, Ryan?
I work at a place called Busby & Wilds in Brighton.
So why did you choose to be a chef?
It's by default, really. My dad's been in the industry since he was 17, and so I grew up in restaurants, or not in restaurants, but working in restaurants and going out, and my dad obviously, you know, been doing it for a long time, so I kind of fell into it that way, really.
And could you perhaps talk through a typical day when you're at work?
A typical day is getting here between sort of 9 and 10. We make everything from scratch here, so it's usually a decent list of things to prepare, which could be anything from making bread, roasting tomatoes, washing salad, making pies, making burgers up. And then we start service at 12 o'clock. Generally speaking, I'm done by about 3, back at 6 for the evening service, and through to about sort of 10, 11 o'clock. That would be sort of the standard day's work, really.
And what personal qualities, do you think you need to be a chef?
Organisation, obviously a flair with food, understanding the food, decent palate, patience, working under pressure, working in hot, uncomfortable environments, not minding working weekends and evenings.
Could you describe one or two services that you provide?
I've done weddings, done catering for weddings, we've done outside catering with bars, other services, generally just try to provide, you know, as good quality, reasonably priced food as possible, try and keep it interesting, try and sort of, you know, differentiate ourselves from the average.
So, what do you like best and least about your job?
Best and least. Best, I suppose, is the people. You definitely get to make friends within the industry. Like-minded people tend to be quite, what's the word, insane, mental, crazy. Any one of those things, I think you need to be a little bit, you know, different in the head to get through your days, you know, when you're doing 12, 14 hour days, kind of need the people around you to keep you going, so that's probably the best thing, along with cooking. I mean, obviously cooking goes without saying. What do I like least? You could always argue that, you know, working evenings and weekends, but that doesn't really bother me so much. I've been doing it for the best part of 20 years, so get to go out on a Monday night when it's a little bit quieter. But the thing that people dislike the most is everybody turning up at the same time, wanting to eat at the same time. That can be a little bit of a pain, really, trying to do 30 covers in the space of an hour when you've got a tiny kitchen is never fun. So probably the least favourite of my least favourite of things that can happen as a chef. Yeah.
And how do you think chefing will change in the future?
Well, I think it is changing slowly. I think people, chefs and customers alike, are sort of going back to, I suppose, basics. It's a simple way of putting it. You know, I think the 90s and early noughties, it was all about fusion and trying to put as many different things on a plate and be as experimental as possible. But I think today, with the quality of British produce, both meat, fish, vegetables and fruit, chefs are sort of simplifying their dishes, you know, putting fewer things on the plate.
Fantastic. And so finally, where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years' time?
Where do I see myself in 5 to 10 years? Honestly, I don't know. I've, over the last, 13 years, I've lived in 5 different countries, in different places within those countries. So, I mean, chefing's it's a great profession to have as a method of travelling and seeing the world and experiencing different cultures. So, to think where I might be in 5, 10 years, I haven't got a clue, really. It's anyone's guess. You know, if you told me a year ago I'd be in Brighton, laughed at you, but here I am in Brighton now. So we'll see. Plans change. That's what I've learned over the years, that whatever you decide to plan, that can change in click of your fingers. So I don't know, somewhere, probably still cooking.